And welcome to ReachMahjong.com's weekly podcast.
Welcome. We only missed 1 week.
1 week, yes. So it's weekly-ish. I am your host, Garth Nelson, and our hostess, Jen Barr.
Jen Barr.
With you as always. It's been kind of a nice, 2 out of 3 days was pretty good for me the last few days that I played Mahjong. Did you play much Mahjong lately? You were playing also at the real Mahjong tournament.
Yeah, on Saturday, and then I skipped Mahjong on Sunday.
Super skipped it. Both.
I skipped 2 Mahjong tournaments.
Yes.
That takes
some planning on their part for you to be able to skip 2 of them.
Yeah, not many people can say that they do that.
Yeah. Yes, so for the reason that you were able to skip to, we didn't have any of the women representatives at North Kanto on Sunday.
Yeah, isn't that silly?
It is kind of weird the way, yeah.
Like, the women's league was always on Saturdays
until this
month.
I wonder what other...
They changed to Sundays.
I wonder what day, like, other... regional leagues or other local leagues play on. Is it usually Sunday or usually Saturday?
I think it's Sunday.
Right. Mm-hmm. You'd think like North Kanto wouldn't be weird in that respect, right?
Yeah.
Huh. How strange.
Well, probably North Kanto is the only league that even would have to worry about conflicting with Champions League and stuff. But they do every time.
Man, so then it's actually a conflict for Women's League. Well, I guess Women's League, even on Saturday, would conflict with Champions League, so. But yeah, weird. Weird that they set it up that way.
I think that there's actually a lot of women in the league, like, with kids and stuff. And a lot of them can't get babysitters on Sundays. I actually heard also last year that some people in A-League, there's A, B, and C League in Women's League.
Right.
So, and last year, they suddenly changed the women's A-League from Saturday to weekdays. And some girls just couldn't get off work.
Oh my God.
And they had to quit A-League.
It's not even, like, weekday in the evening? So that, oh, I guess there's other work that they were doing.
I don't know what that work is. But they couldn't get off and they had to quit.
How lame is that?
Yeah.
Was it part of the fact that they were showing the games on...
Yeah, but it wasn't something that they said when the league started. And they take dues every month, every session. And I heard that they didn't get paid back for that, but I'm not sure.
Holy cow.
Wow. And they said, well, you're the one decided to quit, but it was the league.
You guys are the ones that decided to make it impossible for us to continue.
Yeah.
Jeez. That's just... lame.
It's also ridiculous because they just lose their show too. It's not like, I guess they can, it's partway through the season, so I don't think they can just move people up.
Yeah, it's just, God.
It's ridiculous.
Wow, the way decisions are getting made these days, it's a little hard to, hard to accept.
And, yeah, well, I actually put in a job on June 1st as well, which is the second Women's League session, before the schedule changed. And so I couldn't go the second time anyway. So I thought I'd just go to North Kanto, but I woke up feeling really ill in the morning, so I didn't go.
That's too bad. Well, perhaps on the strength of the fact that I did not have to compete against any girls on Sunday, I had a great day. Although, I am in a really crappy mood about Mahjong.
that seems to help you win a lot. When you write your strategy book on how to win Mahjong.
Be in a crappy mood.
Yeah. First, hate everybody.
Yes.
Second, hate them more when they win.
Yes. And third...
have a really bad attitude.
Perhaps have a gnarly hangover, too. yeah, I don't know. Like,
the gnarly hangover helps with the bad attitude.
Yeah. It's just, I don't want to be here. Why am I here?
I'm here just to watch this guy win.
Yeah.
Not even got out of bed.
It feels like that sometimes, but And so just in a fit of frustration, not last week, but the week before, study group, I was just, you know, pretty much every single reach of mine lately seems to just be instantly readable. Like, oh, Garth must be waiting for this. And nobody throws into my winning hand. And somebody inevitably manages to not draw any of my winning tiles or use them. Or manages to use all of my winning tiles while working straight towards a winning hand, which they inevitably do whenever I reach. So...
that happens to me, too.
Yeah.
It's uncanny how many hands I deal into when I'm reach.
But you know what's really amazing is that after having decided that I'm not going to reach anymore, it's not like I'm winning hands off of other people. I'm still drawing my winner. And yet, somehow, I am unable to draw my winner when I actually reach. And it's been out of control. Like, I mean... And it's not like just, you know, for some piddly little hand. These are monster hands that... So some of them would not have gotten any bigger had I reached. So, yesterday at Champions League, similar kind of thing. I had two positives in the first two games, but nothing really spectacular. And then in the third game, I won a couple okay hands in the first... Oh, that's right. In my turn as dealer, I won like 2,600 all, and then I won 1,000 all, and then I won another 2,600 all. So I was already up to nearly like I was up to like 48,000 points just, you know, as my turn as dealer is starting. Then nothing happens for a couple hands, and the last hand of the East round, I draw. Tanyao, Simples, Peace, Three Colored Runs, Sanchoku, and Adora. So that's, oh, Hanuman, 12,000 points. Woo! You think I'm kind of lucky, right? My turn is dealer.
You're annoying.
Yes.
I never get to win hands like that.
I
swear I can't get more than 5,200, no matter what I do.
Oh, you know what else happened? That's not even the first time that I had a Tanpin Sancho Gudora hand. The time before that, I was waiting for 3 and 6 Pinzu. The 3 was going to give me Sancho, but I ended up drawing the 6, which I thought somebody was going to throw for me because somebody else had thrown a 6 and somebody else had thrown a 3 like not two rounds earlier. So it was like, oh, okay, it's got to be coming. So I didn't reach, and then I drew the 6. I was like, oh, see how unlucky I am today? God. And then like two hands later, I draw that one. And then the very next hand, my hand is dealer. I get to Tanpin Sanshoku Dora ready, waiting for the 6 and 9 of bamboos. 6 obviously is all the points, and 9 is like, wow, that sucks. What a disappointment to have gotten a 9. But somebody pawned, and then my very next draw, I drew the 6. I was like, oh, woohoo, thank you for the pawn. I'm sure everybody, since people think about Nagare, they're like, oh, see, you totally ruined that. And just because I knew that everybody else was thinking that, and I was thinking, okay, all these luck box goofy people think that, like, oh, that guy pwned and gave Garth all the luck, so now we're not going to be able to do anything. Next hand, I get to ready on the third draw. Third draw, I'm ready for 2 and 5 of Pinzu. And I realize that reaching has not been working for me. And I'm thinking I should not reach, but... these other luck boxes, maybe they'll give me a break this time because they think that. I'm not really trying to get on the whole luck bandwagon myself. I'm just thinking that maybe these idiots think that, so maybe I'll catch a break here on this reach. One time, maybe I can make a successful reach. What happens? I reach. No. Jerk off over here, who'd been throwing everybody's winners all game, suddenly decides, oh, this is my chance to go for it. And he ends up drawing Mangan on my turn as dealer. So even though he draws it, it's still like
That's how my games go, but without any of the winning hands. None of the winning hands.
You have to...
Sometimes I get, like, Sensanmyaku, 1,300.
What you need to do is very angrily not reach at people. at them. Do it at them. Because when I'm playing, I'm really, with all of my heart, I am radiating hatred at these people as I'm not reaching because there, for some reason, Mahjong gods have decided that Garth does not get to reach. So I have to make really good hands. And this is something I'm going to be writing about, complaining about, and it's in a little write-up for a thing. But
okay, I'm going to try not reaching at my next.
I just, what
just
I want to say.
Just from now on, if I have a hand point, I'm not going to reach.
Yeah, seriously. That's been my strategy for winning.
If I don't have a hand point, I might reach.
Right. That's it. And the thing is, once people figure that out, then you think, well, our reaches are really not going to be scary because people are just like, oh, the only reason he's reaching is because he doesn't actually have a hand point in his hand. So it's a totally worthless hand. Yeah, I know. The reason I originally started doing that was because I just wanted to get League over as quickly as possible. but yeah, it's been since I've been putting together sort of, you know, large hands, it's also sort of just worked out. And yesterday I had plus 90 at Champions League, which is like, that's a good total after three sessions, right?
Yeah.
And get that after one session, it's kind of like, oh, wow. And, but the thing is, I was so frustrated with the fact that every time it seemed like, you know, from everybody's goofy little luck talks. Every time I should have been in luck mode, nothing. You know, in fact, then I would actually lose points. And it's like, and I wasn't really mad that luck was not coming my way. I'm just mad that people make so much fun of me for not believing in that goofy luck BS. And they're like, that's why you lose all the time, Garth, because you don't believe in luck. Every time I sort of even try to pretend to do that, try to pretend to believe in it, it backfires on me immediately. If any of my experience supported...
Well, clearly, in their minds, clearly, you just don't understand it.
Right. But if, you know, if any of my experience backed up the BS that they spew, I would try to believe in it more, but it absolutely does not. And what really, really pisses me off about it is that the only time they ever bring it up is in retrospect to when you just lost a hand. And when you lost that hand, they're like, oh, see? You were lucky in the hands before. You should have realized that you're in non-luck mode right now and that you were not going to be able to win the hand anymore. It's like, oh, God. What? It's absolutely ridiculous. And I cannot believe that it's actually seriously posited as a way to think about playing Mahjong. I really don't know what to say to these people anymore. And even, you know, beyond that, I don't know what to say to people about the whole shamisen argument either. I mean, I thought I would be able to find an ally in one of the people that has worked with us on tournaments in Macau, and you know, he's pretty high up in the organization. He always seems to really think very clearly about things, except for shamisen.
And he usually seems open-minded, I thought.
Yeah, and he absolutely believes. So to keep continue to give people updates about how this shamisen argument goes, I finally got an explanation for why... Morohikake, so using piano keys to try to draw out your winner. Like,
yeah,
if you're waiting for the three of dots, you throw the six of dots early. And they're like, well, that's information on the table. So that's very different from the information that you're giving off on your body. I'm like, oh, jeez. So then, if you really want to say that that's you can't make use of information like that, then let's actually say you cannot make use of information like that. And that means that. If I can't try to fool people with motions for myself, then you can't start trying to read my motions to glean information about what's in my hand. And this friend of ours actually said, no, those are different things. Me doing an action to fool somebody is me, it's me putting it out there, whereas that person has it coming to them. So they're getting it. It's something that's happening to them. So, what can they possibly
they
do?
They can't control it, so it's okay to use it.
Oh my God, it's just unbelievable! It actually, I was actually a little dumbfounded in the conversation, and I sat there. I did one of those looks when your mouth just drops open and you're just all.
You really believe the words that are...
Yeah, it's like, I cannot believe the words that are actually coming out of your mouth. And I don't know if he was trying to be diplomatic, but Sakurai, this guy that I worked with at Reds, Ikebukuro Reds, he definitely made a point of saying, oh, I can see what you're saying, Garth. I can see what you're saying, Garth. I understand what you're saying, Garth. He never quite said, yes, you guys are idiots to the other guys around me for saying that shamisen is wrong. But, I mean, my point is, if you think shamisen is wrong, shamisen should be illegal, then your only possible solution for playing a fair game of Mahjong is to play by computer.
Yeah.
That's the only possible way you could say that's okay. And to continue with this absolutely ridiculous reasoning, okay, how about, and what I also want to say about shamisen is that there is no possible way for you to objectively rule whether a player has committed something that qualifies as shamisen, because it's always subjective.
Yeah.
It's always the person who felt the shamisen that feels like they were tricked. And I don't think that Setsukumi should have been tricked. I don't think he was. And even if he was tricked, I would have to say that he would probably not want to admit it either, which is, I guess, one of the reasons that everybody feels so strongly about having to call it for the other player, because, oh, of course it's embarrassing for the person who got tricked.
But isn't it embarrassing that other people say, oh, you were tricked?
Yeah.
It's not embarrassing to him that Fujiwara at the league tournament says Setokuma was tricked by this dirty, unfair play?
Yes, you're absolutely right. That should be embarrassing,
that's
too.
Not I was embarrassed for him.
I know. It's just, the whole trying to put all of these things together in your head is just like, wow, what are people actually thinking?
I don't know. It just seems like such a beginner's complaint to me.
Yeah. It's
like, oh, you tricked me by sighing.
Yeah.
So
I
that's not fair. That's not a world level competition, right?
Absolutely not.
Are you allowed, is it illegal to faint in like tennis and stuff?
Yeah. I don't understand
is it illegal to make it look like you're going to hit the ball somewhere else?
Yeah, and the
you
fact
have
that
to show them exactly with your body which direction you're going to hit it in like tennis and...
Right, and so then
and
I tried to ask
boxing.
Them, what about when I know that so people have told me that Arasan is watching people's eye movements. Well, what if I start trying to throw him off with my eye movements? Are you going to actually be watching for that? Because that would certainly be unfair. If you're really trying to fairly rule on shamisen, you've got to start watching everybody's eye movements to make sure that they're actually genuine eye movements, right? and then they're like, oh, that's serious. That's the kind of response you get. I was like, okay, how about this? How about, for me as a foreigner, I think that human beings should show their emotions. I think that's a natural thing. And so if you actually manage to hide the fact that you have a really big hand in your hand by totally playing it deadpan, that's shamisen to me, because I think
you're pretending like you don't have a big hand.
Exactly. How is that not shamisen? You're totally using your inaction to fool me into thinking that your hand is worthless. Is that not precisely what's going on there? I'm fooled.
Well, that's what they say. So his action was saying that his hand was now worthless.
Nah, it's fooling him. It's fooling me. And if they're fine saying they're embarrassed about being that fooled, then I'm going to claim that too. It's really, really, the whole argument has just, it's kind of become a bit of a joke, which is why after Sunday when I finished that argument, I think I'm almost sort of just finished with the whole discussion. Like, I don't really know where to go with it anymore. I've totally won. I feel like I've won this without actually changing anyone's mind. And the reason it was brought up is because at the table, another really high-ranked player, was telling me, oh, yes, this guy, he's a really good teacher. He can explain anything to anyone. Which is where I thought, oh, this is my chance. How about this? Could you please explain to me what's wrong with shamisen? And so he goes off and he starts explaining. He's like, and then I keep raising my objections. And he starts laughing at me when I start pointing out how this is not really different from that, and this is not really different from that. I was like, well, no, please try to point out exactly how these things are different from each other. And they just laugh at me like I'm an idiot because I don't understand these things. Like, come on. If it's that easy to understand,
shouldn't you
be able to explain to me why these things are different? And it's just like, oh, ha, ha. And then...
Well, that's just an argument tactic, right?
Yeah, it's...
Especially if you're losing, then you laugh at the other person so they feel dumb.
Right, for not being able to... Well, this is obviously above your head, so you just don't understand. Oh, great argument, buddy.
I've used that on ex-boyfriends. I mean, like, well, they're still my boyfriends. It didn't work very well. I mean, it succeeded in making them feel stupid.
Oh, really?
But it did not succeed in helping me create a harmonious winning of the argument.
No.
Kind of just led to more fighting.
Yeah, that's probably not going to really... Well, the thing is, if that were me, I would just point out the fallacy of your argument. Dude, that's not an argument. But it's also true when you're arguing with your girlfriend, you do have to realize that they are arguing to win, not necessarily to actually...
Well, I think it's something that guys do more, is they kind of laugh when the girl's getting...
I don't know, I think it's something that pretty much everybody does.
Well, it's something that you should never do.
Right. When you're losing the argument, I think a lot of people probably realize they've lost the argument. Actually, that's the thing.
But I don't when I'm winning, too.
Oh, really?
Like, when I'm winning, but they just, like, it would be like, in your situation, you should have been laughing at them. Because clearly they can't explain their point. And you should be like, see, you can't explain it. Like,
please raise an actual objection to my point.
Like, if you were arguing like that, but you were arguing like when you're more like serious and like so intent on winning, it actually makes you come off as sounding more wrong, I think.
Me just personally, people. Or just people? Oh yeah.
So if you're on the laughing side. And it's so, I mean,
right.
You
then
really
you,
can't explain
yeah, then
it,
you're
then
just in that situation where, like, oh, dude, obviously I'm right, and now I just have no...
Yeah, and that makes you sound more right.
Huh. So they were pulling that tactic
on me. I think
me.
That's what they were doing. Because clearly they weren't explaining it.
Yeah. This wonderful teacher who could actually explain anything to anybody, and from what I had heard, he would continue explaining anything to anybody as long as they did not understand what was being said. I was like, dude, I don't get it. I really don't get it. And please point out why anything that I'm saying is different from what is true.
Have you brought up that most people in the league agree with you?
That I did mention that a lot of people, I don't know, after this whole fracas came out, that, you know, and how sad is it for the league that nobody can really speak their mind to the people at the top, because look how many people have come and told me. They're like, oh, that's just what they say to you. So
what do they just say to you?
No, I mean, a lot of people say, you know, it's great that you said all that stuff, because a lot of us really want to say the same thing. And another pretty high up person, who's also in North Kanto, was talking to me after Masters, saying,
told it to me too when you weren't around.
Yeah, seriously. And the thing is, he was also saying this as another person at North Kanto who is in like the board of advisors. Was sitting right there, and I did bring it up the other day at North Kanto as we were coming back from Yakiniku, and was definitely met with stony silence. It's just like, oh, weird. It's a little bit weird. Well, Luna is really having trouble getting past them.
She's trapped.
It's an impassable barrier.
Okay, well, you think that we have...
We've definitely
proved that we're right.
Yeah, we have re-killed that cat and horse. Yeah, and I'm just about ready to give up. I don't really quite know where to take it anymore. I finally went to somebody that I really thought could understand, and would, you know, like you said, would come to it with an open mind and think, oh yeah, it's true. I see what you're saying there, and you're right. And he said, and I also pointed out how other people have told me that if I made the same actions. Then, oh, well, of course we wouldn't rule against you that way, because we know you're not really trying to fool anybody. It's like, see? How could you possibly claim that you're making a valid...
I would definitely be trying to fool... I think I've done that before, because I never knew that sighing could be shamisen until this tournament. I clearly understood shamisen as actual words coming out of your mouth.
And...
I've definitely tried to look like I'm not tenpai. Like, why would you want to look tenpai? If I'm going to look tenpai, I should reach.
Yeah.
If I wanted to look tenpai, I would reach, and I'm not reached, so I must not want to look. I don't feel annoyed. So why is not reaching not?
I know, and that's another thing. I don't understand how karagiri, I don't understand how that's ever not shamisen.
Yeah.
By the very definition of what you're doing, you're trying to show that you are not throwing away the tile that you just drew, but, you know, you are. I don't understand how you can actually ever justify karigiri.
It's on the board.
Yeah, that's the only thing, right? It's just because the tiles are actually there.
If you put your elbow on the board inside, would that be...
I don't know, right? It's like, and then you think...
This is on the board information.
I know. You'd think that, like, all these jokes that we make, it's one of those things, like, how does this not make you guys feel stupid when we joke about it like this, and then they can still speak serious about it? And he honestly said, he's like, oh, no, Garth, if you did the same actions, I would rule against you.
Well, if he really... believes that and really would do that, then that's still better than everyone else that has
to argue. He does actually believe that he would rule fairly there.
Okay. Well, if that's true...
That is a point in his favor, at least in that respect.
Yeah.
Except for the fact that I don't think... By the very definition of shamisen, you cannot possibly rule fairly.
There's no way that video shows any shamisen. And even that video was, at least time-wise, it was in real time.
Uh-huh.
And there was not enough time for a significant sigh with his discard. He put it in his hand, and he discarded really quickly.
I watched the video, too, and did they speed it up? I mean, come on. Like, how much time could there possibly have been there for all of the
acting? He had been, like,
acting?
Drop, sigh, discard.
I know. All of the acting that they claim was in there, I can't see it, right? Like, and that's another point. How could they have possibly seen it when nobody was actually in the room? And
after all this, we love lots and lots of people in Renmei. We like being in Renmei.
Yes.
And we like in JPML. Are really excited to come with JPML to Paris.
Right. It's the same thing about whatever you complain about all the things you love, you're complaining about it because you love it so much.
Yeah, definitely.
So there's a lot of things that we do love about it. And that's why I'm thinking
that they could improve on.
Right. I'm thinking it might be time to give up on this argument. Or at least let it simmer for a while and come back to it, because I think there are a lot of other emotions that are tied up with that decision, that because it's a decision that they've made, and they obviously can't go back on it, because that would, you know, they totally lose face that way. There has to be some time before they can start rethinking the wrongness of what has actually happened here.
True.
You can only hope that something may change later and for the better.
Very, very true.
So, after all of that ranting, are you playing anywhere this weekend? Or this week? Or not, this weekend you're going to Macau, right? Are you playing anywhere soon?
On June 1st.
June 1st.
Sunday, I have a job in Kawasaki.
Kawasaki.
Yeah, come there. Oh. And on the 21st of June, I'm going to Sendai to play with Ikue, who does a lot of our updates for us.
That's pretty cool. Sendai. Yeah. You know, somebody was telling me the other day that Sendai could have become the capital of Japan.
Oh, really?
Like around the time when, you know, the whole country was at war, people were kind of just battling for power here and there. Date Masamune was fighting for power up there, and he would have...
That's where the phrase Date Otoko comes from.
Oh, really?
Like a stylish boy.
Oh, really? had he managed to acquire a little bit more power, the capital of Japan might have been Sendai. And probably they would have made beer about him sooner than they did.
that's
how I learned about him.
Now we really have to go.
That's for beer named after him. Okay, yes. But yes, thanks for listening to us. If you'd like to get in touch with us, I am Garth E, GARTHE, at reachmahjong.com. Jen is Jen with two N's, JENN, at reachmahjong.com. Our Twitters, I am Garth E with three E's, GARTHEEE, and Jen is Jen with...
Mahjong
Jen, with only one N, yes?
One N, both words.
Drop us a line if you want to say anything, and we will be back hopefully next week.
Yes. See ya!